One of the items, of course, this week that has gained attention is the fact that the oil-producing countries, members of OPEC, have agreed to raise production. Now, there seems to be some fuzzy math going around as to how much they're going to raise production. The general perception is they're raising it less than expected. But the analysts are saying something in the neighborhood of 600,000 to 800,000 barrels per day will be added to the market. And, of course, oil prices have been very, very strong. West Texas Intermediate closed on Friday in the upper 60s. Brent oil closed in the low to mid 70s. So we've seen a lot of strength in oil prices. And, of course, the Brent crude is widely used in Asia and Europe. The West Texas Intermediate, widely used throughout North America. And so the oil ministers of OPEC met in Vienna, Austria, and finally came out and hammered out a deal. Now, I've had a theory on oil prices that I will share, and that is that when you take a look at what's going on out there with Saudi Arabia, we know that they have been sitting on a massive initial public offering of the Saudi oil company. They have stated publicly that they wish to sell a portion of the Saudi oil company into the public stock market because they wish to raise money for other purposes. They have various agendas that they're trying to develop going forward in Saudi Arabia as part of their plan. And so part of this plan is to raise some money by selling a substantial chunk of the Saudi oil company into the public market, the stock market. And my theory, which so far has held true, is that as long as they're sitting on that initial public offering, as long as they're planning to make that offering, they want the oil price as high as they can reasonably get the oil price. And I think that's held true. I mean, we have seen tremendous strength in the oil companies and the oil price with West Texas Intermediate trading in the upper 60s. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it was in the 20s a couple of years ago. So I think that what's happening here is Saudi Arabia is driving the debate here. They're driving the bus, if you will. And what they want is they want the highest possible oil prices when they make their offering. So I would keep an eye on the offering, and the date is unknown. They keep pushing it out. The date is unknown, but eventually we presume if they get the opportunity to do so and they see the demand for the shares, they'll try to sell this big chunk of the Saudi oil company. And if they do that, they definitely are going to want the oil price to be as high as possible at that time because they think that'll be good for the offering, the demand for the shares. So for now, I think that's what's happening out there, and that's one of the reasons I think you see such strength in the price of oil.